When Sean Jasper claimed the speaker's gavel in 2014, it took multiple rounds of voting, proposed rule changes, and a total of 7 hours, as well as the support of his Democratic colleagues. On Wednesday, however, Jasper claimed victory in the very first round of voting. The first order of business, though, was a roll call
Josephson.
Of all 400 Bad. Members.
Mays. Massimilla. Mulligan.
With only two candidates on the ballot for speaker and a solid Republican majority in the House, Jasper's victory over Democratic leader Steve Shirtlip was all but assured. Jasper, for his part, didn't mind the lack of suspense.
That was awfully nice to have an uneventful election. We haven't had one of those around here in a while.
And looking ahead to next term, Jasper is also relieved to have both legislative chambers and the corner office under Republican control.
We've been playing defense for the last 2 years. We're now going to be able to go on offense as a unified caucus. There are a lot of things that we would have liked to have done and things that we would have liked to have changed, and we're going to have more opportunity to be more proactive rather than reactive.
Some of those things Jasper is referring to include changes to the state's election laws and loosening business regulations. The day wrapped up after members from both chambers again chose Bill Gardner as New Hampshire's Secretary of State. Gardner's held the position since 1976. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.